you join me? Ah, a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 218, it's time for a show, it's time to put on the show, let's see what we do. I can't really show you anything here. Well, I suppose I could hourly show you it, but the word hourly isn't it. When I was in school, we had, if you were learning a language such as French, you did an oral exam and you did an hourly exam, and the oral exam involved listening, the oral exam involved talking, but apparently the oral isn't something you young people are aware of anymore. You don't do listening anymore, you just do oral. You go around doing oral all over the place at school and in university and everywhere else. It's all non-stop oral. There's no oral. Nobody knows how to listen. If you go up to someone in the street, and a young person, a person under the age of 25, say, and you'll say, do you know what oral is? They won't even reply, because they won't be listening to you. They'll just look at you. They'll look through you. Well, they won't really look through you. They like to create the impression that they have X-ray vision, and try to. They want you to think that they're some sort of aliens that have been superimposed into human bodies and they're going to take over the world. That's what teenagers like to do. They like to scare the crap out of you. Well, it doesn't work on me. I'm not scared of teenagers. I've never met a teenager in my life who I was afraid of. As far as I know. Well, how would I know? I don't know. That's like saying I've never met a black person in my life. How would you know? You've no way of knowing. You could have met the late Michael Jackson, for example, and you wouldn't have known he was black. So there's no, you can't be assuming things about people. You can't be saying, I've never met a gay person in my life. There's no gay person around here. I've never met any of them. You don't know unless you carry out tests. Unless you issue an invitation or something, or whatever it is you do. I don't know how you test for things like that. Maybe there's some sort of a, apparently there's people who say they have a cure. They'll say, hello, I'm from the Christian Medical something, 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 something. Now, that's not to say that each word something represents a word in the title of the organization that I represent. No, I just like to say something, 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 something. It has a nice ring to it, I find. Anyway, anyway, I'm from the something Christian, something, whatever it was, and I've got a cure for homosexuality. I get you all together for a weekend, together in a room, and I talk to you and I say, I'm going to cure you, here's a prayer, come along and read it and use it properly now, don't just, obviously read it the first time, but then you have to actually pray it, pray this prayer, and then you'll be cured, if you just, all you have to do is stop doing that stuff that you're doing, and then you'll be fine, you'll be normal again, and Jesus will love you again, but not in that way that you'd like him to. So anyway, that's what society is like today. Everyone wants to cure everything of everything else, cure everyone of everything else, I should say, because everything is considered a disease. I've got this thing where my left leg is turned brown, and it's falling off. I've only got two toes left on my left foot, and it's coming up my knee. It's about to attack my scrotum. Apparently that's considered a disease now. And my day was called dirt, and you were told to go and get some soap. Soap that's made out of coal. You get some coal, you go and basically you clean the coal. You make it so clean that, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, soap's made out of coal. Coal porter, that was an Irish... it was either an Irish band or the name of an Irish musician. Maybe it was both. Maybe it was like Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper was the band, and then everyone decided to call your man Alice Cooper. And it was also the name of something that Alice Cooper was named after. So there were at least three Alice Coopers. The original Alice Cooper, who they were named after, is probably named after some other guy as well. He's probably be named after his father, Alice Cooper Sr., who was named after his mother, Aloysius Cooper. Alice is short for Aloysius, presumably. I don't know. Can't have been the other Alice, which is just not short at all. It's just Alice, because that's a girl's name. So presumably when a man uses the name Alice, that's short for Aloysius. I knew a guy called Aloysius once, so I don't know him anymore. He had a unique name, so I could probably look him up on the internet and see what happened to him. But I'll do that off air. That's confidential. Suffice to say, I went with someone to school with someone called Aloysius, who had a funny second name. He had a funny first name as well. But any minute now the alarm on my iTelephone is going to go off, and that's going to be a sign that the potato accompaniment to the meal that I'm making has to be removed from the oven. So if you hear an alarming noise in the background, don't worry, it's not for you, it's for me. I'm like the school teacher who says the bell isn't for you, it's for me. It's to notify me of the time. Class isn't dismissed yet. We're still here. Why are you moving? Are you moving? Okay, fair enough. But that's stuff. Six minutes and 28 seconds. No, we can't stop yet. I was hoping to just fade out with all my that stuff, or maybe do a big long but no, I have to come up with some more content. It's all about delivering content nowadays, the internet. It's a vessel, and you have to, apparently some guy came along last year, some old politician in America, and said the internet is a series of tubes. But everyone laughed at him. They said, no, it's not. It's not a series of tubes. It's a series of tubs. It's a series of containers for content. It's like he misquoted it. He was supposed to say it's a series of tubs, and he said it's a series of tubes. No, it's margarine tubs. You get stuff, and of course margarine, the difference between margarine and water is that if you fill a margarine dish, margarine tub up with water and put it on the shelf in the shop, you'll get sued for selling stuff that's not what it says on the tin. So you have to put margarine in the tub, and that's what he was trying to say. That's all the poor man was trying to say, and everyone's making fun of him everywhere. All the geeks who think, oh, there's an old fella trying to explain the internet and he doesn't know what he's talking about. He knew damn well what he was talking about. It was just a slip of the tongue. He meant the internet is a series of tubs. Of course, in his day, things didn't come in tubs. They came in, they didn't come packaged at all. They didn't have wasteful packaging. You went and got your margarine. You got a lump of margarine, and you got butter, because margarine wasn't invented yet. And you picked up the butter in your hand, and you carried it home, and you made damn sure you got it home before it melted. And then you put it in a big bucket full of water, or milk if you didn't have water. You put it into the milk, and of course that's how they made buttermilk, accidentally. But they were damn happy about it. They'd say, oh look, we've got buttermilk. I never thought I'd see the day when we had buttermilk in our house, but it's all thanks to my moronic son, who can't get himself back from the shop on time, and then throws the butter into a bucket of milk. But luckily, he's accidentally made himself useful. So, we're having, have you want buttermilk? I guess I could make something out of the buttermilk. I could make tuna pasta in a tomato sauce. There's stuff you can get. Probably hasn't been invented yet, but you can get a sachet of stuff. It's a thing for making a sauce that you put in tuna, and you get some tinned tomatoes, and you get some milk. So the buttermilk will probably do that, because you generally put butter and milk on these things. So presumably buttermilk serves that. I don't know, to be perfectly honest. I've never used buttermilk before. It's a whole new thing to me, but I've heard it's very posh. I heard it's like it's a dairy equivalent of smoked salmon. If a salmon could be milked, it would produce buttermilk, except of course, it would be very watery buttermilk, because it would go into the ocean, and it would be salty, you'd have salty butter. That's why they don't have cows in the ocean, because cow meat is salty enough as it is. You don't want it, you don't want salt water to be immersed around it. No, you don't. Of course you don't. Why would you? If you did, that would be weird. We don't like weird. You're not allowed to be weird on this. If you're weird on this planet, someone goes and forms a group. They'll call it the Christian Coalition Against Weirdness. And they'll say, hello, we're going to take you away for a weekend and cure you of your weirdness, because it's an illness. It's a sin and an illness. Well, depending on what way you look at it. But for the purposes of this weekend, it'll be an illness. But if you ever do it again after that, it'll be a sin, and God will kill you. He'll come along with his sword, and he'll say, look at me, I'm like the King Arthur of the King Arthur of the whatever's outside the universe world, and I'm going to come along and stick this sword into you. Think of yourself as what's that thing in the King Arthur myth that the English people are always going around wrong about? Oh no, he didn't stick. There was a sword in the stone, and different people tried to pull the sword out, and whoever got it out became king, or something, some nonsense like that. I don't know, some English fairy tale. Anyway, that's the way God thinks of himself with these things. So there you go. Anyway, good morning.